I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The big story today, in a strongly worded letter addressed to Mr. Chairman, President Donald Trump canceled the June 12th meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. And later, Trump read out a statement saying that Japan and South Korea are in lockstep with the U.S.
They are not only ready should foolish or reckless acts be taken by North Korea, but they are willing to shoulder much of the cost of any financial burden, any of the costs associated by the United States in operations if such an unfortunate situation is forced upon us.
Reporter Jason Strother has been following the news from Seoul, South Korea. So this news broke late at night, Seoul time, Jason. I know the reaction is probably evolving, but what's been the official word from the South Korean government so far to the cancellation of the summit?
Right, Marco. I mean, this looks like it completely took the South Korean government by surprise. President Moon Jae-in seems to have called an emergency meeting of his top aides and ministers. They're trying to figure out what brought Donald Trump to this decision. I mean, it was just a few days ago that President Moon was in Washington. His office was saying they were 99.9% sure that the Trump-Kim summit would happen as scheduled for June 12th in Singapore. And now all of a sudden, this letter comes out addressed to Kim Jong-un from President Trump saying, forget about it, it's over.
What about unofficial word from the South Korean public? What have you heard so far?
Well, the news did break late here, but for those who seem to be staying up late and reading the news, the comments have been mixed. Blame has gone all around. Some of the comments I saw on a news portal site blamed President Moon for trying to negotiate with North Korea in the first place. Others blamed North Korea for just being North Korea, essentially. And others said, no, it's Donald Trump. This is his kind of power play and some disappointment there.
So Moon Jae-in has worked really hard to keep the summit on track. I mean, it was South Korea that suggested to Trump this can happen. But now that the summit is canceled, does Moon Jae-in have the most to lose politically and because there's now again a real threat of war?
Moon Jae-in was really the facilitator. He was the one who really pushed hard to get North Korea involved in the Olympics earlier this year. They held this very successful and popular summit in the Demilitarized Zone last month. And he was trying to convince his own people that he could make this happen, that he could make this historic summit, you know, the first time ever that an American and a North Korean leader meet face to face. And I think a lot of people believed that he could make it happen. So I think this is a bit of shame for him. But right, the bigger picture is what happens next? The talk of this coming summit for many people meant, okay, this could be a chance for some real sustainable peace. But, you know, all along Trump was saying until North Korea denuclearizes, you know, summit or not, that the U.S. was going to keep maximum pressure on North Korea. And now I imagine as people wake up here in South Korea, they're going to wonder, whoa, are we going back to those same kind of tensions, the rhetoric and insults going back and forth between Washington and Pyongyang like we saw last year, talk of another bloody nose strike against North Korea? I think for some people, you know, the honeymoon is over.
So you've been following the story for months, obviously, Jason. Was there much talk in South Korea before today as to what would happen if the summit were canceled?
No, I didn't hear people talk about that so much. I mean, of course, there were people who were for the summit and against the summit, but it was, you know, really on party lines, let's say. But I don't get the sense that South Koreans, you know, thought that it was going to come this close. You know, we were just 3 weeks away to when it was supposed to take place. I don't think there was an expectation that Trump or Kim would walk away from it at the 11th hour.
Reporter Jason Strother there in Seoul.